Dozens of protesters in Davis, California, on Friday shut down an office of the giant biotechnology company Monsanto to draw attention to genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. The Occupy Davis action was fueled by claims that Monsanto's genetically modified seeds could potentially disrupt the world's food supply. Like most critics of GMOs, the protesters are demanding the labeling of genetically modified foods so that the public can decide whether or not to consume them. Now, a growing movement across the country and here in California is calling for labeling via the ballot box, a ballot measure aimed at this November's election on GMO labeling has been sponsored by the Committee for the Right to Know, a grassroots coalition of consumer, public health, environmental organizations, and food companies in California. The group LabelGMOs.org is in the process of gathering 800,000 signatures before April 22nd in order to get their measure onto the 2012 ballot, which would explicitly require all genetically modified foods sold in retail outlets to be labeled as such. A recent study by the Grocery Manufacturers Association found that nationwide, 80% of packaged foods contain genetically engineered ingredients. However, because they're not labeled, consumers remain ignorant. The U.S. is far behind other industrialized nations. Currently, all the European Union countries, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Korea, and Russia, require GMO labeling. Recent polls show that 9 out of 10 Americans want genetically modified foods to be labeled, a simple step that would have no foreseeable cost impacts on food producers or consumers. However, producers of GMOs like Monsanto vehemently oppose labeling. Gary Hirschberg, a chairman of the organic yogurt producer Stonyfield Farms, says the California initiative, quote, gives a voice to the consumer-driven food economy that wants transparency that only labeling can bring. A number of other states are also considering labeling laws and initiatives, including Connecticut, Vermont, Washington, and Hawaii. My guest is Gary Ruskin. He is the campaign manager for the California Right to Know ballot initiative. Welcome to Uprising, Gary.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, we have been covering the issue of GMOs for a long time, but it seems as though now is a good time for activists like yourself to put such an issue on the ballot. Public awareness, it seems, is quite high, and the public desire for labeling couldn't be higher.
Well, it's true. That's exactly why we're doing this now. You got it exactly right. Public support for labeling of genetically engineered foods is astonishingly high. For example, there was a poll done by Reuters last year which found that 93% of Americans support labeling of genetically engineered foods. And for people who aren't used to reading polls, that's about as the highest number that you could possibly imagine in a poll. So the support for this measure is completely overwhelming, and we see it out on the street every day as we're gathering signatures. People are literally running over to sign our petitions to get us on the ballot.
So how far away are you from getting the required number of signatures?
Well, we're ahead of schedule. We have to turn in our more than 800,000 signatures by April 22nd, and because of this overwhelming outpouring of support, both by volunteers and the general public, we are quite well ahead of schedule, and because of that, we are completely confident that we will be on the ballot this November.
Now, do people have to sign these petitions in person, or can they go online and add their names?
They have to sign them in person, and so you'll probably see them in front of supermarkets and farmers markets and all sorts of other places, and so please do sign. This measure is all about letting the people of California make informed choices. We have the right to know what's in our food, and if our food's genetically engineered, it should be labeled, and please tell your friends and family that they should sign as well, and we're going to win in November.
Now, the current laws, as far as I understand, are federal that are established by and enforced by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, that requires that bioengineered foods be labeled only if the product is, quote, significantly different from its traditional counterpart, has new allergens or altered nutritional requirements. Does that, or what is wrong with that, or why is that not good enough?
Well, it's just completely insufficient because, in effect, there's no federal requirement for labeling of genetically engineered foods. And so this is exactly what the biotech industry and the big food industry has wanted.
So for example, if Monsanto were to genetically engineer a tomato that was blue, you know, significantly different and had, very different nutritional qualities of a traditional tomato, then it would have to be labeled. I mean, is that the standard being set?
Well, ostensibly, but in practice, what it means is that there's no labeling, because our federal government is the biotech industry is extremely powerful within Congress and our executive branch, and so they've effectively won a standard where there is no labeling of genetically engineered food in our country, and in the rest of the world, this is seen as crazy. I mean, we have 50 countries across the world, including all of Europe, Japan, Russia, Australia, even in China, that have passed either mandatory labeling laws or outlawed GMOs together. But here in the United States, we don't do that. So in California, this November, we're going to pass our ballot measure for labeling of GMOs, and Californians will be able to choose whether or not we eat them.
Are producers of foods that explicitly choose not to or find non-GMO ingredients to make their foods, are they allowed to say that their foods are made without genetically modified ingredients?
They can say that they're organic, and organic means there are no GMOs in there. So that's what they do say. Mm-hmm. But in practice, it's extremely difficult for consumers to actually figure out whether or not there are genetically engineered materials in their foods. You have to be kind of a food detective. You have to look for, corn, soy, canola, cotton. But even then, you don't know for sure. And so in the United States, it's a bedrock principle of American consumer law that consumers have the right to know what's in our food. This has an old and venerable history in our nation. It began in 1906 when Congress passed the Pure Food and Drug Act. And since then, this consumer right to know has been overwhelmingly supported by, across the political spectrum. This is totally non-controversial, and that's why we really believe that when it comes to November, voters from across the political spectrum will vote for the right to know, and will know whether or not there's genetically engineered materials in our food.
Now, let's talk about the lessons that have been learned from past struggles to label GMOs. In 2002, the state of Oregon had a similar initiative on their ballot, but the pro-GMO industry lobbied heavily and failed to pass. Are there lessons that you're learning or are taking note from past struggles? And is the industry, the pro-GMO industry here in California, already gearing up to spread information or misinformation, if you will, about the initiative?
Well, that's a great bunch of questions. So, that's right. In Oregon, the initiative failed in 2002. The main reason was that the proponents of the initiative for GMO labeling just weren't that well prepared. And so they raised very little money, and we are confident that we will be much, quite adequately funded for this for this race. We won't be able to match the tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars that the biotech industry and big food will put into defeating our initiative.
What's the justification that we can expect them to use if they put out TV ads, for example?
Well, my guess is that they'll probably say that, they'll probably try to convince people that sticking a label on genetically engineered food is expensive.
And that it'll add to the food prices? Mm-hmm.
Well, no, but it's just sort of it's a ridiculous argument. I mean, we have labels, food labels for all sorts of things all the time, and labels on food products change all the time, and nobody ever claims that this is some kind of exorbitant expense. We won the National Labeling Act in 1990 that required calorie and content labeling on food packages. I mean, this is, you know, this is not a big deal. So we're confident that we will be able to explain that to the public, that this is not a cost issue at all.
My guest is Gary Ruskin, campaign manager for the California Right to Know ballot initiative, that if it does get on the ballot this November, will give Californians the right to vote on whether or not they want the GMOs labeled as such on their foods. And actually, let's talk about the specific language of the initiative. What exactly would this ballot initiative do if it gets on the ballot and if it gets passed?
Well, it's simply requires food sold in retail outlets like grocery stores to label if their food is produced with genetic engineering. In addition, genetically engineered foods are prohibited from being advertised as natural. That's it. It's really quite a simple initiative.
Oh, and then also about the language on the petition to get the ballot measure on the ballot itself, because it's always, most of our listeners probably know that they might have inadvertently signed petitions for laws that they didn't really support, because it's always not always easy to tell from the language, the official language on a petition. What sort of language should they look for if they are approached by petition signature gatherers?
Well, they should look for language that relates to the right to know and for labels.
Does it say the right to know? Does it have the words right to know?
Yes. And so, and genetically modified or genetically engineered foods. And I should just mention that, you know, we really need the help of listeners. So please, if this is an issue that you care about, please go to our website at carighttoknow.org and volunteer to gather petition signatures. There are hundreds and hundreds of petition signature gatherers who will be out there today gathering signatures, and we could really use your help. So please join us, carighttoknow.org.
carighttoknow.org. We'll post that on uprisingradio.org later today, as well as send it out to our mailing list. Now, Gary, what about the fact that we mentioned that there's likely to be industry lobbying against this initiative? What about the other side, the organic producers who really do stand to gain from GMO labeling? Are they lining up to support this campaign?
Yeah, I mean, the list of supporters for this campaign, both from organic producers and others, is really totally heartwarming. A couple of days ago, the coalition is really quite astonishingly broad. A couple of days ago, we were endorsed by the United Farm Workers, which we are honored to have their endorsement. But there are quite a number of food producers who have endorsed. But so many other groups, you know, like medical groups like the American Academy of Environmental Medicine and the American Medical Students Association, to, you know, great organic groups like the Organic Consumers Association and groups like Global Exchange and Moms for Safe Food and, so many others, Rodale Institute, Sierra Club California.
So it's a broad coalition.
Yeah, it's really broad.
And so if people do want to participate, volunteer, or find out where they can sign the petition, carighttoknow.org is the best website for that?
Yeah, that's right. All the information is up there. Please do spread it around your social networks as well, and because we need everybody to know what's going on.
And the deadline to gather a total of 800,000 signatures is April 22nd. I want to thank you, Gary Ruskin, very much for joining us today, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Gary Ruskin is campaign manager for the California Right to Know ballot initiative. Again, carighttoknow.org is the website. We've been discussing the ballot initiative that, if enough signatures are gathered, will be on this November's ballot, giving Californians the right to vote on whether or not you want your foods to be labeled if they do contain genetically engineered ingredients. This is Uprising. For Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day, Albert Einstein once said, "Anyone who doesn't take truth seriously in small matters cannot be trusted in large ones either." That's Albert Einstein. That's Sonali's Subversive Thought for the Day.